Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature two more songs that were recorded in the 1960s, but not released until 1997. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Boys to Men, The Temptations, Tammy Terrell, The Commodores, and Thelma Houston. First up this half hour, Stevie Wonder in a song recorded in 1969, but not released until 1997. The song is called Just Enough to Ease the Pain, right here on Motown.
If my world seemed dark and gloomy, and my life seemed not worthwhile, would you leave me here alone, girl? Would you leave me here to cry? Now you say you idolize me. Don't leave me in dismay. Now you know my heart is dying, yet you turn and walk away. You give me love enough to ease the pain, and then you take your love away. You give me love enough to ease the pain, and then you take your love away from me. I've been my own palm reader, and I've shown myself the way. Girl, you don't have no good intentions, for with a
with Tom Fallon.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad. I thought we'd get is going to leave. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. If we get to see tomorrow, I
And I'll take with me the memories to remind the tide after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye.
Motown Memories from the Temptations, Psychedelic Shack, and they reached number 7 on the pop charts and number 2 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969. Before that, Boys to Men, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, and they reached number 2 on the pop charts and number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1991. And we started with a song that was recorded in 1969, but not released until 1997 by Stevie Wonder, Just Enough to Ease the Pain. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom. For this hour, we're featuring songs that were recorded in the 1960s, but not released until 1997. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from four songs recorded in the 1960s but not released until 1997. Coming up, the fifth song by Tammy Terrell, I Gotta Find a Way to Get You Back. Well, Tammy Terrell was born Thomasina Winfield Montgomery on April 29, 1945, and she died at the age of 24 on March 16, 1970 of a brain tumor. She was best known for recording a series of duets with singer Marvin Gaye from 1967 until her death in 1970. Well, her career began as a teenager, first recording for the Swepta One record label, before spending nearly 2 years as a member of James Brown's Review, recording for James Brown's Try Me label. Well, after attending college, Terrell briefly recorded for Checker Records before signing with Motown in 1965. Well, with Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell scored 7 top 40 singles on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, including Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and You're All I Need to Get By. Well, her career was interrupted when she collapsed into Marvin Gaye's arms as the two performed at a concert on October 14, 1967. And as mentioned, she was later diagnosed with a brain tumor. She had 8 unsuccessful operations before succumbing to the illness on March 16, 1970, at the age of 24. Well, here is Tammy Terrell and a song that was recorded in 1967 but not released until 1997. I Gotta Find a Way to Get Back to You, right here on Motown.
Sang of the joy and pain. Thank you.
Thelma Houston with the smash hit Don't Leave Me This Way. That reached number one in the U.S. pop charts and number one in the rhythm and blues charts from 1976. Before that, the Commodores with Night Shift. Number three in the pop charts, number one in the rhythm and blues charts from 1984. And we started this set with Tammy Terrell, I Gotta Find a Way to Get Back to You, recorded in 1967, but not released until 1997. Well, this hour, we featured songs that were recorded in the 1960s, but not released until 1997. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.